Morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The first week of school after the holiday break didn't translate to an increase in flu cases in Brazos County. The health department's weekly update for the period ending last Sunday counted 174 patients. That's down from 249 the previous week. In Brazos County, since flu season began, there have been more than 1,500 cases. That's up 260 from a year ago. One reason for the increase may be this year's flu vaccine, which federal officials say have worked in 23% of the population. Officials at the Centers for Disease Control emphasize taking antiviral medications at the first sign of getting the flu. Yesterday was the first day in over a week that we've seen the sun in the Bryan College Station area.
Some may have noticed it more than others, but Dr. David Ernest of the Texas A&M Health Science Center says the shorter winter days coupled with no sun can have an effect on you.
People experience to some degree over the past 7 days in this area is that without that sort of long days and then bright sunshine during the daytime to sort of keep our clocks synchronized properly, you can see or experience changes in mood and affect and, you know, just basically how people feel.
Ernest says sleep patterns are also impacted because people want to sleep more on gray days. He encourages people to maintain normal sleep-wake cycles during sunless time periods to keep their internal biological clocks running smoothly. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tomorrow, the Lincoln Center in College Station is hosting an event to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy. Supervisor Lance Jackson says the DreamWorks Conference includes several sessions throughout the day.
Those sessions deal with, personal development, character and leadership, community development, being involved. Civically.
Jackson says there are three different tracks, teen, spiritual, and community. Go online to cstx.gov for session times and descriptions. Governor Perry gave a Texas-sized farewell to 30 years of state service.
I leave you with this. Be true to Texas always, and she will be true to you.
Perry called on the legislature, where he began his political career, to continue in a spirit of bipartisanship. He'll decide by May whether to attempt a second campaign for president. The second full term of State Representative John Rainey of Bryan began with supporting Joe Strauss's reelection as House Speaker during the first vote for that position in 40 years.
I truly like Joe Strauss. I think he's a really decent human being. I don't view him as the liberal that some folks do. The one thing I can always say about Speaker Strauss is he has always told me, your job is to vote your district. And I think that is a pretty good way of handling it.
Rainey says he appreciates Strauss never asking him to vote a particular way on any bill. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 6:09 and 38 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, Hargrove Insurance, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. That's us. Good morning. It's 6:09. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Sun and clouds today. Temperatures will approach 60 degrees this afternoon. That certainly will feel good. It'll be clear to partly cloudy tonight with lows somewhere between 35 and 40. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny and a bit warmer for tomorrow. Highs near 65. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be near 45. A blend of clouds and sunshine on Sunday. High temperatures on Sunday near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll talk about the NCAA convention coming up in sports, as there's now a new voting panel of five conferences involving 65 affiliations that are going to determine how they're going to govern the NCAA. It's kind of a big deal.
But the NCAA... I mean, ESPN runs college athletics. Come on. It's alphabet soup. We just got the wrong ones.
Big goings on in Big D as well with the Cowboys and contracts. And something kind of interesting that you may actually like, Scott. I know you're a huge NFL guy.
Oh, yeah, man.
They're changing things up, though. They're going to do a veterans combine for players that are older and free agents.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of interesting. Instead of the kids directly coming out of college, they're going to test some of these other guys that are now, you know, free agents that are on the market.
Is there going to be like a geriatric discount?
I don't know if it's going to be a discount. Instead of doing the 40, they only do the 20.
Well, I'm thinking afterwards, like, no, they're wearing a T-shirt that says, you know, 40% off if you sign me today.
Hey, is that Gatorade or Metamucil?
Brought to you by Luby's.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd work too. You got Gatorade and prune juice over there. And, I won't go there. Okay, never mind. That'll be interesting. We'll see.
I thought it was kind of, you know, when I looked at that yesterday afternoon, I was like, huh. Because there'll be names at least there you recognize, whereas most of the time in the combine, you'll know one or two Aggies and nobody else.
They got Depends there?
Did
I say that? Oh,
wow.
I didn't say that, did I?
If only for the extra padding.
That's right. Later today, the best way to fill your dishwasher may surprise you.
Oh.
Not one, but two stories about cats. I mean, the Critters, not the Broadway musical.
Yeah, I didn't figure.
Real numbers. Let me update the weather forecast since it's still showing tonight on the weather. Let's see. It's also still showing tonight. Well, we wouldn't want the National Weather Service to actually update the weather forecast, would we? But I'm just saying, if it's right, they're saying tomorrow's going to be 65.
Huh.
Which is not bad. Considering that's about twice what it was a week ago on Saturday. So,
according to the Weather Channel, tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, 64 with an overnight low, 43.
There you go. Okay. So that's
63 on Sunday, 66 on Monday.
So we had a story this morning here about, you know, the sun's back, so everybody's just going to run outside. And, that's right. Look up at the sky, close your eyes, smile, and just let that.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Yeah, let that vitamin D just sink right in you.
It was an interesting ride home from school yesterday when I picked up my daughter.
Why is that?
I had to play with that big orange thing was.
Oh, yeah. A deal.
That's the sun.
It was. It's pretty nice if you're. It was a little windy, but if you're away from the wind, you could enjoy that. So, an attempted robbery suspect changed. Excuse me. The suspect of an attempted robbery. I mean, he's not like an attempted suspect. Okay?
I tried so hard.
That's right. Changed his mind shortly after he walked into a Colorado convenience store. The store clerk says the masked man, wearing a hoodie, walked into
the...
They do, don't they? Makes you wonder about Bill Belichick, doesn't it? Walked into the convenience store and said to him, "I was going to rob this place, but I know you." The suspect then asked the clerk, "Do you know me?" When the clerk replied that he did not recognize the guy, the suspect said, "Good." Then he walked out of the store, giving it the old thumbs-up sign to the clerk. Shortly after the attempted robbery at the convenience store, 7-Eleven was robbed by a man fitting the same description. Okay, I'm not going to rob you. I'm going to rob somebody, but it's not going to be you.
It's going to be a good morning. A good morning.
That's nice.
I heard that one about college test.
We got a lot of
information. College. That everyone's taking their test. They got to finish it up, turn it in, and a guy turns it in 5 minutes late. She says, "I'm sorry, I can't take this." He says, "Do you know who I am?" She says, "No." He says, "Good." Lifts it up, sticks it in halfway.
Oh, yeah!
Very nice.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Good morning, it's 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go with the 16th of January, day 16, 3:49 to go. It's Appreciated Dragon Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Religious Freedom Day.
Unless you're at Duke.
Yeah. International Fetish Day. No, doesn't always have to be.
What a combination.
No, doesn't always have to be, that's right.
And it's Fig Newton Day.
Yay!
All right, and for birthdays.
Albert Pujols is 35 years old today. Yeah. Kate Moss turns 41, the supermodel. Josie Davis is 42 from Charles in Charge. Richard T. Jones from Hawaii 5-0, the new one, is 43. Roy Jones Jr. is a boxer. He's 46. Sade is 56. Debbie Allen is 65. John Carpenter, who's made a movie or two, 67. Dr. Laura, 68 years old. Ronnie Millsap is 69.
No, I got him at 72.
Oh. 69 is what I got.
Okay, he'll go with that one probably.
And A.J. Foyt is 80. Wow. And makes his home just down the road, if I'm not mistaken.
He's got an office down there for sure. Jim Stafford's 71. Laura Schlesinger, remember Dr. Laura?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's 68. And, I mean, I'm trying to think of, there are not many people whose last name you hear and you know exactly what they're famous for, okay? I can think of, and I can't even pronounce it, it's Kurzweil. Is that the guy who came up with the machine that...
Yeah, Ray Kurzweil.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Zamboni. Frank Zamboni. Born on this date in 1901. Of course, we all know he's the guy who makes ice beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, it's Ditch New Year's Resolution Day. So if you made it till then, you go, all right, I'm done. That's good. We're all right. It's Judgment Day. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Yikes.
Yeah,
oh, we're planning on that one?
Yeah, we'll just slip that one right in there behind Bald Eagles Day, Cable Car Day, and it's also St. Anthony's Day. He's the patron saint of domestic animals. Plus, it's the beginning of Fresh Squeeze Juice Week. Well, that makes me feel good because if this is the beginning of Fresh Squeeze Juice Week, it ain't the Judgment Day that we all thought, because
okay,
obviously there wouldn't be any other days after that. All right, birthdays.
We'll start you off with Dwayne Wade from the NBA's Miami Heat, 33. Zooey Deschanel is 35. Kid Rock is 44. Michelle Mabel Obama is 51 on Saturday.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. She's how old?
51.
And that's on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Dang. Are we having any kind of a celebration? We've got all munch veggies in honor of that, or what?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
Jim Carrey is 53. Susanna Hoffs is 56. She was the lead singer of the Bengals.
No.
Steve Harvey is 58. Steve Earle is 60.
Like him.
Larry Fortinsky.
Oh, Larry. Married to Elizabeth Taylor for a while.
Twice, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Is 63. Mick Taylor from the Stones. He was the guitarist.
The youngster in the group,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 67 years old. Muhammad Ali. 73, Maury Povich, 76, James Earl Jones, 84, and finally, probably one of the biggest stars that we ever do.
Yeah.
Betty White.
Oh, you know it.
93.
Good for her. Benjamin Franklin would have been 309 if he'd taken better care of himself. Sunday is Thesaurus Day, and it's Pooh Day, because A.A. Milne's birthday. And Hunt for Happiness Week begins on Sunday, and birthdays of...
Dave Bautista. He played Drax the Destroyer in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's also a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse L. Martin is 46 from L&O. Dave Attell, who's funny and a comedian, he's fitty. Allison Engram is 53. She was Nellie Olson, Little House on the Prairie.
Of course.
Mark Messier is 54. Tom Bailey, the founder of the Thompson Twins, is 59.
Well, what's his name?
Tom Bailey.
And the name of the group?
Thompson Twins.
How does that work? Why shouldn't his name be Thompson?
You know, there's not really a guy named Leonard Skinner, right?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Kevin Costner is 60.
Really?
And Ted DiBiase from WWE.
Hey, that's the Million Dollar Man you're talking about.
Yes,
there.
Yes, it is. 61 years old on Sunday.
Well, if you're an oldster, you'll remember Bobby Goldsboro. He's 74. And also, Sunday is the anniversary of... this guy named Matt Drudge breaking that story about that White House intern.
Oh, my.
He pretty much hadn't looked back from then. That was 1998. He'd just pretty much been printing money since then. All right, 620.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the world seems to be waking up to the threat of radical Islamic terror, but the president, well, he decided that now is the appropriate time to release more Al-Qaeda terrorists from Gitmo. Al-Qaeda in Yemen claim responsibility for the Charlie Hebdo attack in Paris, and in a stunning tone-deaf move, there's the president announcing that they are releasing five Yemeni terrorist suspects. That's where the Paris terrorists were trained. Obama's ideology has now driven him to pretty much empty Gitmo since he's been elected, despite the fact that the recidivism rate is as high as 1 in 3. Now, despite the rise of radical Islamic terrorism throughout his presidency, well, his ideology remains fixed. He can't adjust. There's absolutely zero pragmatic side to Barack Obama.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, if your New Year's resolutions include updating those disintegrating old blinds in the game room, well, meet Blinds.com, your window's new best friend. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service, selection, and the savings I got. Now, welcome the new year in your home with brand new blind shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. And as always, you get free color samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices that will crush prices you'll find in any store. That's Blinds.com, Blinds.com. Hey friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Obama administration will let many U.S. residents travel more freely to Cuba starting today and allow some U.S. firms to do business on the island. The move sets up a battle between lawmakers seeking to isolate the Castro regime and a growing number of Americans eyeing travel and commerce in Cuba. Transportation officials aim to reestablish scheduled flights to Cuba for the first time in decades. Target is shutting down its money-losing venture into Canada, wiping out billions of dollars in investment to focus on the task of reviving its sluggish U.S. business. The reversal brings an end to the discount chain's first attempt to expand beyond the U.S., and it's a major gaffe by what had been one of the U.S.'s most successful retailers. Target shares rose almost 2% yesterday. Toyota says it's received 1,500 orders for the Mirai, the world's first mass-market fuel cell car, which went on sale last month. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open after stocks closed lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 106. That's Your Money Now.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, 623. Celebrate being about 60 degrees out there today, which ought to be kind of pleasant. In a small town in Mississippi, where poverty is endemic and transportation is limited, and a trip to the emergency room can lead to financial ruin, an alternative exists for those in the know. His name is Dr. Carol Fraser Landrum. And even if your pockets are empty, the 88-year-old physician from Edwards, Mississippi, will schedule you for an appointment. For the last 2 years, Dr. Landrum has been working without an office, happy to meet his patients wherever they are. Sometimes the meetings occur in a home. Sometimes they take place in a parking lot. Other patients meet the doctor on the side of a quiet country road or inside his 2007 Toyota Camry. The location doesn't matter because the doctor, who's a World War II vet and has been in private practice for more than 55 years, believes it is his duty to help people who call on him. But work may come to an end soon. The doctor says he is being asked by the Mississippi State Board of Medical Licensing to surrender his medical license, and the reason for the request, according to the doctor, is the board balked several months ago upon learning that he was operating his practice out of his car. And at a recent hearing, the doctor said he was labeled incompetent by the board, said the charge is just wrong. That's basically a catch-all, just using the word incompetent. It is basically designed to avoid citing any specific occupational violation. Maintains he's done nothing wrong, said he doesn't recruit patients, and only responds to those who have nowhere else to turn. Board of Licensing investigation still underway in that. Wow, there's a guy who's actually I mean, that's a throwback. But again, that's part of America too. Places like Douglas, Mississippi.
I think Edwards, being able to offer that out of your car is a sign of excellence and not incompetence.
Yeah, well, I would think so. I mean,
I'm so good, I can do my job anywhere.
Yeah, and again, obviously, these are people who are in need. Again, we're observing it from afar.
Sure.
But my thought is that if there hasn't been anyone who has gone to the board to complain that he has been incompetent in what he does, it would seem as though he is, all right, again, as long as he's following the Hippocratic Oath, right, which is what he's supposed to do, first do no harm, and helping out people who have no other, no resources or any other opportunities, not a bad deal. We'll see how that works. It's 626.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited-time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-393-6272. That's 800-393-6272.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Here's something you probably didn't know. The whole Eskimo kiss thing, where you kiss touching noses, it's completely made up. It's based on a greeting they have called Akunik, where you say hello by pressing your nose and upper lip against someone's face and breathing on them. Yeah, I don't know. It's not a sexual thing or anything like that. Everybody does it. And it's like, hey, how you been? Let me breathe on your face for a minute. And the idea that they kiss by touching noses so their mouths don't freeze together is just nonsense. And here are 3 more weird ways people say hi. Like in New Zealand, they do touch noses. It's a traditional greeting for natives. Guys even do it with other guys. People in Tibet stick their tongues out at each other. Almost everywhere else in the world, that's considered rude. But in Tibet, it's been a tradition for more than 1,000 years. And on the island of Tuvalu in Polynesia, hope I said that right, people say hello by pressing their faces together and then smelling one another, which I guess is better than what dogs do. Yeah, that mental picture's in your head now, isn't it? And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps with a great shooting facility. It's their training center, and you can find out where it's located by going to gun-corps.com. 2 covered pads, perfect place to shoot handguns with metal targets on one side, and you've also got a long-range bay, also with a concrete pad and covered, and a pro shop that has everything you need when you head out to the range with targets and everything else. So if you forget anything, you're all covered, literally and figuratively. Check out the Gun Corps Guarantee and their classes and a whole lot more by visiting them in person in their new location at College Station on Texas Avenue across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
News Talk 1620, WGAW 628. Here's our weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 60 for a high temperature today. 39 will be the low tonight. Lots of sunshine all the way through Tuesday at least. And we're talking tomorrow, 65. Same thing on Sunday and Monday. And Tuesday, in fact, looking at 66, so pretty nice. Winds are calm now, 85% relative humidity. Fair skies, it's a little bit chilly out there. We've got 36 degrees.
Which are you more likely to regret? Taking a risk and failing, or not taking a risk and never knowing? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Funny thing about taking risks in life.
Really, it's the risks that you don't take that you tend to regret the most.
Bill Treasurer, author of the book, Right Risk.
my sense is that if there's a risk that you are avoiding, later on in life, you're going to tend to regret that. And there's many a bar stool has been warmed by the seat of somebody who just wishes they did something, but can only now talk about it with a certain longing because they didn't do it.
The key to taking a risk, says Bill, is to break it down into smaller steps, what he calls lead-ups.
The high diver doesn't actually start at the top of the 100-foot ladder. If they work their way up in small increments, you actually start on the pool deck doing hundreds of jumps and then go up to 10 feet and jump from there and 30 feet and so on.
What stops a lot of us from taking a risk is the fear that we might fail.
Although it might initially be a failure, it may turn into a success later on. We get some of our greatest lessons in life from some of the risks that didn't turn out so well early on. We tend to catastrophize. We tend to imagine the worst-case outcomes, and that helps us because it helps us get a sober evaluation of the risk. But very often, it really doesn't pan out that way at all. At the same time, we tend to fantasize about the big pot of gold that we're going to get from taking the risk, and that often doesn't happen either. Usually, it's some happy medium, and very often, if it's the right risk, it's towards the good side.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 37 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the first time in 8 days, we finally got some sunshine yesterday.
You may not have noticed how the absence of sunshine has made you feel over the last week, but sleep cycle expert Dr. David Ernest says several cloudy days in a row can have an effect on you.
The impact that, you know, not being able to see the sun for a long period of time, particularly during the winter when day lengths are shorter, are is that it can have a profound effect on both physical and mental health.
Ernest says shorter winter days and lack of sun can affect the organization of your internal biological clock, which in turn takes a toll on your sleep patterns. His tip for rebooting?
That first day when the bright sunlight is available, just get outside and get some daytime bright light exposure, and that'll help sort of set things back to where they need to be.
Ernest says during bouts of cloudy days, maintain your normal sleep and mealtime cycle. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Federal authorities have determined this year's flu shot has worked in only one-fourth of those who have received a vaccine. Tom Skinner at the Centers for Disease Control says that means there's more importance on antiviral medications.
The key for antiviral medications to work is to get them as soon as symptoms of the flu set in.
In Brazos County, there have been more than 1,500 flu cases this season, up 260 from a year ago. But fewer are catching the bug. In the week ending last Sunday, there were 174 patients. That's down from 249 the previous week. The Lincoln Center in College Station is celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this weekend with the DreamWorks Conference. Supervisor Lance Jackson says different sessions throughout the day have something for everyone.
Three different tracks throughout the day, teen, spiritual, and community.
Jackson says tomorrow's event will include a musical tribute and a guest speaker.
Honored guest speaker is a local guy. Many of you may have heard of him. His name is Chris Field. He's with the Mercy Project. He does a beautiful job.
A schedule of events can be found online at cstx.gov. Do you know why Walmart and other major retailers don't sell liquor? It's because state law prohibits publicly traded companies from doing so. But Walmart is looking to remove the ban. And among the opponents is the Texas Package Store Association. Executive Director Lancey Lively says that would result in many of the 1,600 mom-and-pop stores going under.
We've seen in other industries where Walmart's come in and driven small-town hardware stores, as an example, when it went out of business.
A Walmart spokeswoman says their customers want convenience and choice when shopping, which includes adult beverages. Also from Austin was yesterday's annual Texas Transportation Forum. The chairman of the State Transportation Commission says they're looking for more money to relieve increasing traffic congestion. Ted Houghton says overwhelming voter support last November to spend $1.7 billion from the Rainy Day Fund, combined with bond issues and public-private partnerships, are still not enough. The first draft of the Texas House budget includes $6 million for the state's Public Integrity Unit, whose funding was eliminated 2 years ago. The nearly $100 billion spending plan phases out high school steroid testing and continues enhanced border security through 2017. Governor Perry's 30 years of holding Texas political offices ends next Tuesday. Yesterday, he addressed the legislature for the last time.
I've always viewed public service as a worthy calling, where the son of a tenant farmer can become the governor of the greatest state in the nation.
One of two references Perry made, national politics, was about hydraulic fracturing, which is one of the which is done in Texas and Pennsylvania, but not in New York.
One creates jobs. The other appeases a political base at the expense of the people. We have chosen energy security, and we will one day end America's dependence on hostile sources of foreign energy.
Perry will announce his decision about launching a second run for president in May, by May. For the first time in 40 years, the Texas House held an election for Speaker. Representative John Rainey of Bryan was among those who overwhelmingly supported the reelection of Joe Strauss.
I view my vote as a vote for the district and a vote for the people of Texas. We're going to need good leadership. Speaker has a proven record of conservative voting, although some would question that. I don't know why. I've looked at it real closely. We've done lots of conservative things during his time in office, and I'm pleased.
Rainey doesn't see Strauss being vindictive towards those who voted for his opponent, particularly as the speaker considers committee appointments. A fiery wreck in the Eagle Ford oil field south of San Antonio yesterday left 5 oil field workers dead. DPS reports a tractor-trailer loaded with crude oil swerved right to avoid a pickup slowing down to make a turn. The tanker toppled over, and it was struck by a van and a second truck. That caused the tanker to explode into a massive fireball. 3 other people are hospitalized. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 37 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Suddenlink is now fast as lightning. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and Suddenlink has upgraded their speed to 100 megs. The minimum you're going to get is 50 megs. That is 16 times faster than DSL. If you're not with Suddenlink and you're still messing around with the old DSL, you need to switch your internet provider now to the leader, which is Suddenlink. Suddenlink is always striving you to bring the best service and value. They've earned the most improved customer satisfaction score since 2007 by J.D. Power. They're involved in the local community. They've been there on 29th Street for years. And when you call customer service, they're local here in Texas. Join in on the Suddenlink Switch Fest. Celebrate the new year with a new, better provider. Suddenlink's advanced fiber-rich network can power all your brand new gadgets. Get blazing fast internet for $35 a month. The SL200 HD TV, $37 a month. Home phone, just $15. Find out more. Get the Suddenlink 30-day We Promise guarantee. Stop by the local store at 4114 East 29th Street or Suddenlink.com.
Okay, our daily deal is the free teeth whitening kit again. If you want your teeth professionally whitened but haven't had the money, listen up. National Dental Supply is giving a free whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call 800-253-1033. It's the same strength sold by dentists. Get a white smile to look young and healthy. Call right now before the 50 free kits reserved for our listeners are gone. 800-253-1033. 800-253-1033. 800-253-1033.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Some milder weather in the forecast for today. We'll have partial sunshine overall. Some high clouds moving through. Up around 60. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight as that high cloudiness continues to move through. Lows overnight 35 to 40. Partly to mostly sunny and close to 65 tomorrow. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy. Lows will be near 45. Mixture of clouds and sunshine on Sunday, still mild, highs near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The Cowboys have signed for us a long-term agreement with Jason
Garrett, that is, the head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. We'll have more on that. SEC is, along with 4 other conferences, doing something kind of interesting with the NCAA. All that plus the NBA, NHL, and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you in about 10 minutes.
See y'all!
Huh?
See y'all. That's Rick Perry.
He didn't say that.
No, he didn't. But, I mean, he's... Formal farewell address yesterday to the state legislature. Dominating the headlines with writers trying to discern from his speech what his future might be. Ross Ramsey of the Texas Tribune says, everything he said made perfect sense if you were watching a governor in his last big public address. And a lot of it looked pretty good if you were tuning in to see a candidate making the turn from a successful run in one office to bid for a bigger one.
Well, duh, he started talking about national stuff.
Yeah. I didn't see any of it. I was busy. Anyway, we'll see what happens. By the way, we'll talk to Kyle Cassell this morning, a little bit after 8 o'clock, about the first week of howdy in and shaking and all that stuff. And now it's time to get down to serious party working. I think, as John Rainey said yesterday, until the committee assignments come out, they're really kind of just marking time. I mean, most of them know where they're going to be, but you have to wait for the absolutely official announcement from the speaker and the lieutenant governors to where everybody's going to go. The White House yesterday said that basically they're not going to have to do anything to settle the so-called net neutrality rules because the FCC has the authority to write them. My goodness, all of a sudden the White House is ceding that to someone else? I thought the White House believed that they had control over everything because he's got the pen and the phone. But they're saying that's not the case. Now, here's the deal. That sounds to me like things are going to head the way the president wants over there at the FCC. So we'll see what happens. But they're saying the FCC has the commission to has the authority to write this. One White House official has told Reuters, in terms of legislation, we do not believe it's necessary, given that the FCC has the authority that it needs under Title II. However, we always remain open to working with anyone who shares the president's goal of fully preserving a free and open internet now and in the future. Now, I know there are a lot of people who don't pay any attention to this, and they want to just be able to plug in their little, you know, click their little internet provider and get up there and start racing around. The deal is that's web traffic, and it probably needs to be managed in some way, shape, or form, and internet service providers do that right now. Now, how they do that, do they give more of the highway to the big boys who are doing business, or do they give more to other people on the other side, or do they just leave it all the same for everybody? And that's what net neutrality basically is about.
If you want it to be the same for everyone, if you think people shouldn't be able to get service level agreements where they're guaranteed a minimum speed and maybe even a maximum speed in some cases, then you're going to end up paying for every single megabyte you consume. If you want to go to a pay per model,
metered service, if you will.
Then that's the way we're headed.
Yeah. And the thing is, even before the internet became this big, cable operators were looking at that to be able to have a situation where you had metered service based on what you used. And they did it. The cable industry has done it somewhat with tiers, but now when we're talking about the internet, and that's why people have these connections now, because that's what they're looking for. Gosh, did you know that the phone company actually has phone service too? Yeah, they do. In addition to that DSL or whatever else, they actually have these things that you pick up and you punch 10 buttons and you can talk to people all over the place. They're called telephones. They're really interesting. They have a wire
and
coming out of the wall.
I was going to say, they're stuck to the wall?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Anyway, so, and where it goes from, and again, everything in the internet's the Wild Wild West. I mean, it really, really is. And I understand that there's some people who are not going to be happy, but in addition to downloading cat pictures, there is some pretty serious business going on out there, you know. And we might need to give those people an opportunity. We'll see.
Scares the dickens out of me.
Politico reports the president used a closed-door session with Senate Democrats yesterday to insist that he's prepared to veto any legislation from the GOP-controlled Congress that he considers hostile hostile. Interesting choice of words. The president reportedly proposed to veto any bill that extends economic sanctions to Iran, on Iran, due to the ongoing talks they're having about the nuclear program over there. He says, I'm going to spend the next 2 years on defense. I'm going to play offense. Okay. Oh, excuse me. I'm not going to spend the next 2 years on defense. I'm going to play offense. So we'll see. I think we talked about how Harry Reid would dig his heels in, and as a result, the Senate didn't do much work for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch McConnell said Thursday that the Senate will attempt to approve the House bill that neutralizes President Obama's executive action on immigration, but he did raise some concerns about whether they will actually happen. He told reporters at a joint Senate and House retreat in Hershey, Pennsylvania, we're going to try to pass it. Now, the Republicans control both the House and the Senate. When you have the majority leader saying we're going to try to pass it, that doesn't make me feel very good.
No.
House bill appears unlikely to pass the Senate, where McConnell will need to attract at least six Democrats to reach the 60-vote threshold to end debate. If the House bill cannot pass the Senate, then some conservatives are worried that McConnell will pass a clean bill funding it without any language that would restrict the administration's actions on immigration. So, in other words, they would not be able to take out that the core of the Obama immigration plan. Now, also, the Senate will approve a bill calling for construction of the XL pipeline, Keystone XL pipeline, but likely will be four votes short of the 67 votes they need to override the president's veto, if he does veto that. Latest count, 63 members. That's all the GOPs, and nine Democrats say they'll vote for it. So we'll see. And John Boehner, remember him? He's pointing to this week's foiled plot against the Capitol and members of Congress as an example of how valuable some controversial government surveillance programs really are. He told reporters, quote, the first thing that strikes me is we would never have known about this had it not been for the FISA program and our ability to collect information on people who pose an imminent threat. So we'll see.
And we have a message for Mitch McConnell.
Okay.
No. Try not.
What?
Or do not. There is no try.
Very nice. Yes. Who is that?
Oh, that'd be Yoda.
Okay. Thank you. We need Yoda to come in and do a joint session of Congress,
yeah.
Right? By the way, Mitch McConnell has decided, you know, the President's State of the Union thing is coming up, and that's always a biggie, and then deciding who is going to give the answer to the President's State of the Union address is also a biggie. Remember when they let Bobby Jindal do it, and he looked like a four-year-old standing at the bottom of the stairs in the president in the gubernatorial mansion?
Yes.
But this guy is a governor? Anyway. Well, this year it's going to be Joni Ernst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is she going to have like a knife with her while she's doing it?
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you've ever wanted to grow your own garden fresh produce, your prime planting season is near at hand, especially if it's orchards. Nurseries have placed their orders, and supplies of bare-rooted, bald and burlapped, and container-grown trees are arriving daily. Let's outline the steps to a successful home orchard in the hopes that you'll avoid the major pitfalls. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're planning a home orchard, you need to start by acknowledging that home fruit production may not be a money-saving affair. By the time you buy the plants, water and feed them on schedule, spray them according to the most reliable recommendations, and wait several years for them to start producing, you may have some mighty good yields before you can declare it an economic success. Nonetheless, there's something especially satisfying about having produced luscious, mouth-watering fruit. Your next major responsibility is to stick with varieties your family likes and types that are reasonably likely to produce well in our soils and our climate. Cherries, for example, aren't suited to most of Texas. It's simply too warm for them here. Figs, by comparison, are somewhat risky in the northern parts of the state because of the winters. Extension fruit specialists tell us that plums, blackberries, and pears are our most productive fruit types. Even with those crops, however, it's imperative that you choose only the best suited varieties. Some pears, for example, such as the grocery store favorite Bartlett, are miserably adapted to Texas because of a very serious fire blight disease problem. You also need to allow ample room. Grapevines, for example, get very, very large. Fruit trees get larger. Pecans get largest. If you plant your trees and vines too closely together, they'll rob one another of much-needed sunlight, moisture, and nutrients. Production will drop and fruit quality will be poor. You need to know each crop's mature size and then be sure you can provide room for it. Most fruit crops are sold bare-rooted during the winter. That's because of a Texas tradition the past 150 years. It continues today. That's just the way they're done. You go into your local garden center during the cold weather, pick out your plant, carry it home, and plant it at once. Ideally, you should choose a fruit tree in the 3 to 5 foot range. And pecans transplant most successfully if they're 4 to 6 feet tall. Now, you are finding more and more often container-grown trees, so that's much to our advantage. They have all of their roots intact. They take off very quickly. Much of the success you expect to have with your orchard will be determined by the initial pruning and training you give the plants. I'd suggest you go to AggieHorticulture.com and then enter the fruit that you're trying to grow. So, for example, a web search, Aggie Horticulture Plums or Aggie Horticulture Pecans, that'll take you right to the best of information. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. A group of 80 voting members from the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, and SEC, including A&M, will meet formally in two meetings this Saturday at the NCAA convention to begin a new era of autonomy aimed at protecting and improving the college experience for student athletes. This is the first autonomy meeting, and it follows a decision by the NCAA Division I Board of Directors to grant self-governing prerogatives to the 65 member institutions, as well as the 15 student-athletes that will actually sit on the board. Texas A&M Swimming and Diving remain at number 4 in the country. The rankings were released yesterday and had a strong first day at the Arena Pro Swim Series in Austin. Meredith Oliver took second place in the consolation final of the 100 meter. Things are jumping in Big D.
The Cowboys have signed for us a long-term agreement with Jason to be the head coach for the next 5 years. And that does say a lot.
But Dallas head coach Jason Garrett officially accepted the contract, saying there's still some work to be done and key players to get locked in.
We want to build a football team that everyone who's associated with that football team is proud of. And I feel like we've done that. The work is not done. We feel great about the staff that we've built and the opportunity to continue to build the kind of football team that we all want to be a part of. And trust me, once we get this business done here, we're back to work building. And we're excited about the opportunities in 2015 to build on some of the things we did this past season.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said he would like to sign receiver Dez Bryant and running back DeMarco Murray, who led the NFL in rushing this past season. But getting long-term deals done with each will require creativity and compromise. Now, it's not that the Cowboys don't have room under the salary cap to sign both. It's that they don't want to be as snug against that NFL-mandated salary cap as they have been in the past few seasons. The NFL Combine will take on an older look when the league adds one for veteran players with a massive event that it holds for potential draftees. The Veterans Combine will take place on March 22nd at the Arizona Cardinals training facility in Phoenix. That's about 1 month after the regular Combine for rookies in Indianapolis. Some travel and tourism money coming to Aggieland. Traditions Golf Club has been selected as the NCAA Division I Men's and Women's Committee by the NCAA Men's and Women's Committee as the site for a pair of NCAA regional golf tournaments. Women's regional will be May of 2016. The men will have to wait until May of 2018. Ohio State Buckeyes quarterback Cardale Jones, who stormed onto the scene following an injury to starter T.J. Barnett and who himself then replaced Braxton Miller, surprised many people with his decision, announcing yesterday that he was going to stay with the Ohio State University Buckeyes. Well, the question then became, will he actually be the starter next year?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have to deal with that when that time comes. Hopefully, I am the starter. If I'm not, I have to wait till my opportunity to present itself again.
On out of the NBA, where James Harden scored 15 of his 31 points in the Houston Rockets' big first quarter.
Here's Harden against the guy they wouldn't give his number to.
Yes, Deion Waiters is in, crosses over, blows by him, gets to the rim, finger rolls it up and in over the top of Adams.
He is really fired up tonight.
Oh, boy, is he ever. 9 for James. Rockets up 12.
Houston went on to win 112-101, shocking the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Rockets at one point led 40-18 in the first. Andre Pavelka made a season-high 46 saves to lead the Winnipeg Jets past the Dallas Stars 2-1 last night. Pavlik made 22 of his saves in the second period. A&M Hockey will host the first-ever MLK Showcase starting today at the Spirit Ice Arena. The Aggs will play San Jose today, Arizona State tomorrow, Denver University Sunday. All the start times on those, 7 o'clock, and then Cal Northridge Monday morning at 10 a.m. And finally, Texas A&M Track and Field resumes their indoor season by hosting a pair of track and field meets this weekend at the Gillum Complex. Friday's meet, that's today, includes a 13-team field, while Saturday's features 9 schools. The scored meet will start at 2 o'clock. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing. Home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Walker McNair. I farm near Clarendon, Texas. We have about 700 acres of irrigated cotton and a few hundred acres of dry land. Most of our irrigation is center pivot irrigation. This year was our first year to use the new FiberMax 2334 GLT variety. It's been our best yielding variety so far with about 1,700 pounds per acre. We've been